meeting to order. A roll call.
Brian Zuber.
Juan.
Tony.
Gary.
Mark.
All right, pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, group agenda, I'd like to add the fire and Great Plains purchase there, if I may. And I'll need a motion or a...
Need a motion, is that the only one?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
One thing I did want to ask council is if you would like to move fire first ahead of liquor store, just because then he can...
Sure.
Well, he's got an hour.
Yeah. Whatever you think, if...
Yeah, we can do that. I don't know if he has a problem with that.
But I make a motion to add Great Plains purchase of fire gear underneath fire and rescue.
That's second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, open forum. I don't think anybody's got much to say.
I do.
Oh, do you? Well, I do. I'm sorry.
I just thought I'd take it right here. The first thing I want to say is, a week ago today, I had a gentleman call me. Him and his wife have a place on 136. Gary and Jerry Wather. Wather? I don't know.
Watcher?
Watcher, maybe? He worked for the city of Apple Valley for 40 years. And he said, told me that first and just said, I know working for a city, you don't get a lot of compliments. He said, but I want to pay you a big one. My wife and I were just in the bar, and he said, that Ella is outstanding. And he said, she smiles, she makes people smile, she handles the kitchen, she handles the off sale, she handles all the people in the bar. And he said, I really want you to know that, and can you please take it to your city council? That stellar job hiring her, don't lose her. So I just kind of wanted that for in the meeting.
Nice.
Then I also want to say I got a text this morning at 7:06 a.m. from resident Lori Johnson up on West Fox Lake Road. And she said to me, Ann, I just want to tell you, I had appointments really early in Brainerd this morning. So when I left and the road was plowed so nice, she said, I just can't even thank you guys enough. So please make sure the guys know that. So I did forward that on to them right away. So I think it just deserves a kudos in our minutes.
That's just fantastic.
And on that same note, our road, I started plowing at 3 this morning, and by 6, 7 o'clock, our roads were pretty much done. Cross Lake, I didn't see a plow in Cross Lake until 11. I did 3 roads in Cross Lake, pushing snow with the sides of my plow.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. I just...
And I did file a complaint with their city.
Did you?
I don't know if they got council meeting today, but I called and left a message with them.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that's good. Now, then we get to our consent agenda, and we need a motion to approve everything.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda as stated.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, we're going to move on to new business critical issues. We have a renewal of a CD 4211 at First National Bank. And I think this is the first one we're going to roll right into that 4M fund. So I don't think do we need a motion on that? Or is that?
I would like one as a formality that we roll that.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we roll the CD number 4211. At First National Bank into a 4M fund.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Okay, I'm sorry, we were supposed to go to fire right away, weren't we?
No.
No, we're not there yet.
After new business and critical.
Oh, all right.
We have to cover the budget. What did you guys shuffle there?
Let me grab it here. So, we have worked on the budget a few times. Gary met with me yesterday, and what we did, nothing's changing. The levy's not going up. You know, I mean, it can't at this point. But very comfortable keeping it where it is. And we decided to put in a budget for fireworks, because it's on, in your general, it's on, well, what page number would that be for you guys? Let me look. It would be, let's see, page 27 of your packet. So on page 27 of your packet, I don't know, probably 6-7 lines down, we have office supplies. We budgeted $4,000, we spent $2,200. Gary and I then went down to, I don't know, middle of the page to promotional and entertainment, which is nothing budgeted, but we spent $6,190 on fireworks. So what we wanted to do was come up with about $3,000 or so for fireworks.
$3,000 is it?
Right, or did I do four? Let me look here.
You don't think was your budget six again?
Well, the little bit of that was, you know, if the bar to the fire and we all did it, it'd be thirds. This year, right. I think we just did halves.
Right, because the fire department didn't have any money.
Right, so I guess hoping that they may, if we were to at least budget $3,000 to $4,000, at least we'd have something on our line, and hopefully then maybe the fire department could help us next year. You know, that's, I think, kind of the way we were thinking about it. But if it isn't sold, then so be it.
It's not quite as much of a hit. We only got a couple of them more. Okay.
Right. So we were pulling a little bit of money from, like, office supplies to put onto that line.
So what are we going to budget for 26 then?
$3,000.
Yep. Yeah.
Come on some other lines,
and I'm sorry, but I just don't have them.
Well, then it's the next page. Then we took away from
office
capital, capital outlay, office equipment and furnishings.
Yeah.
We didn't spend anything because we got that grant. So right. We budgeted $2,500, and we don't need anything for a few years. So we cut that back $2,000 to $500. So
yeah,
we took
so $2,000 is going to come back to that fire department fund. Or that fireworks fund, rather.
And the only other change then, Gary, I did after we met was reviewing the wages for Jess and myself. I was still higher in the budget. And then we also billed the bar 25% of our wages now. So I did not budget for elections, and we have elections in 2026.
So well, my question is 25% enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. So what I did was I took $2,000 from the city town clerk administration, and I put $2,000 in election judge wages, and that's plenty to cover.
And what's that professional services training and instructor fees?
That would be, God, I need to ask me something, and I can't access my accounting system. That would be.
Yeah, that's.
That'd be any trainings we went to for Sourcewell. That would be instructor fees. Did we have anybody come in?
Like Juan and I went to school last year.
Yep.
I think that was in 2020.
That was a big hit.
That would
yep.
be under that.
Mm hmm. Which I should have put in, see, it's kind of a horse apiece. I should have or could have put in under council town board. So, because you do, you're under budget there. So,
all right.
Yeah. But I will print you something and let you know that, Randy. Mm-hmm.
Well,
So just so you remember that.
So do we need to put something under elections for wages and salaries?
I moved it.
Wait, did you?
I did. I took 2,000 from the administrative wages and put it in elections.
Okay.
So I just want you guys to know, so you're actually keeping the levy the same as in the resolution that you have, that we need to pass, as was in 2025.
Is there any other questions or comments? If not,
I make a motion. I make a motion we adopt Resolution 2025-20, resolution adopting the 2026 budget and certifying a tax levy to Crow Wing County with a tax levy of $764,975.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, let's go to the fire stuff then. Tony, I guess you can offer Jesse's up. We'll let him handle that.
Last month we had 4 medicals and 1 fire call.
Excuse me.
We're a healthy bunch.
That fire call, that was us too, wasn't it? Was it the kitchen?
No, that didn't go as a
fire. I didn't document that one.
You didn't document it.
No. So we didn't get paid for it. Just a phone call. Dad?
Yeah.
Were you cooking ready?
Was I cooking? No. I might have been eating.
That was the smoke alarm during that first big storm we had right before Thanksgiving. And it was slippery. But it was a mess. But we got it.
We ended up calling on Chester with the grader to pull the engine out of the ditch.
Oh, chance.
It was slippery. Like, it was really rain.
Yeah,
it was. The ground wasn't froze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It froze quick, yeah.
Still not froze.
The only other thing I have, I had the Ann make some copies there. These are the grants we got. There's one sheet. And the process in which I understand, besides the comp year grant, they already gave us $4,000. But the Sourcewell grants, you basically buy your goods, and then you give them receipts, and then they reimburse you for what your receipts are. So that's kind of the process in which it happens. So I got all the quotes, the Great Plains Fire quotes, for all the goods that we had on here. Prices were a little different because these were quoted out throughout the year, kind of. We kind of ran off of those quotes back in maybe July or August when we hadn't seen them. So that's why the prices are a little bit higher on the actual quote. And I totaled everything up on there, and our grants were for the $21,874, and everything from Great Plains is $23,968. I guess I'm just looking for to start purchasing those goods or telling them to order those goods, and then we can get them coming this way. They'll filter in.
Do we need a motion now?
I think we do, yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that's not in the Great Plains Fire is the freight, and I asked Phil about freight if like $500 would do it, and he kind of said, well, the racks would cost more than other stuff, but he never really gave me a solid freight number, so, but I thought $500 is close to what we typically get when we get gear shipped in, but that's kind of unknown, kind of, I guess.
I think if you'd make the motion for the total of $23,968 plus freight.
Okay, I'll make the motion that we authorize the fire department to purchase their equipment from Great Plains Fire and a total of $23,968 plus the freight.
Nice.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect, thank you.
It's really awesome, the grants and stuff.
Huge. That's great. he kept trying and trying and kept missing and missing, and finally this year it grabbed a little bit. So I think that's all I got for you guys, unless you have any questions.
Thank you, Jess.
Thank you.
All right. And that brings us back up to the liquor store, Randy.
Yeah, looking at the committee reports, the staff review, page 42 shows profit and loss report for November 25 and also year to date. As you can see in column November 25, we did have a loss for this this time period. Still in decent shape on year-to-date stuff. But so we've been talking to our staff, and we're going to make some changes, try to cut back some costs, that type of thing, too. But it's just volume right now. We don't have the volume. So.
Well, maybe the snow's going to help us a bit.
That's
know?
Right.
Well, the snowmobilers spend more money, that's for sure.
Yep.
And the staff's been really decent to work with. They're not padding their hours. They're just sitting around here doing nothing. They've done a lot this year. So, any questions on that? Page 43 goes into the inventory variance report, and we're moving in the right direction. there's a couple. You look at the $56 and the $288, that will definitely go away. Some of the staff had forgotten to transfer some of the alcohol over, so that's what shows right now. Ann, do you have any kind of comments on that? Or?
Just the toast system is amazing to track the inventory. Really amazing.
And, I'm thinking in this fourth quarter, all of it lots, some of
it's gonna be
straight.
Yep. Yes. And now Kim is in the process of learning. She's already had a class, signed up for more, because we do want her to be the main one. And she's very excited about it and wants to learn it and run it. And what happened was they transfer Tito's they transfer 10 at a time. And we took it to a staff meeting here a couple weeks ago, and Dakota said, I think that was me, that did not follow through on the transfers when the point of sale was new. So we felt comfortable because, and it's been spot, it was spot on before that, and it's been spot on ever since. They check it continually, so.
Nice. Yeah, I noticed the transactions for the customers too goes a lot faster.
It does.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
In fact, somebody commented to me tonight that, boy, that's really nice. They, you know, so.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Knock on wood, we haven't had the system go down on us.
No.
Last year, about every weekend, we'd hit.
Oh, yeah.
With the new software, and that's just screwed everything.
With this thing, you can be able to process things offline, too. I think it's 24 hours or so that you can keep processing or making.
Yeah, they did say that in our training, that even if you're offline, you can still do everything, and then it'll catch up once it has the online back again.
Good. For some staffing, Jesse Pokes is going to come back and part-time bartender for us, so we're happy that he rejoins us on that.
You'll need a motion now. I'll make a motion that we rehire Jesse Pulis as the part-time bartender.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Loon and broom cleaning service. We hired them on to clean the bar. What was that? And $35 an hour.
Yep. The staff wanted to see a change there. They weren't happy with the previous cleaner, and then asked, well, they've been asking for a long time for a cleaner 7 days a week. So I said, we can try it and see. It's a bad time of year to do that, but then you guys need to make sure you're watching your hours. So when you close the bar, you get your stuff done and get out of here. Don't come into work extra early. You have a cleaner now, unless you need to. And they all agreed, and she seems to be doing marvelous.
Good.
And she lives just down the road. You can bike to her house. So I would need a motion to hire her.
Make a motion that we hire Loon and Broom Limited Liability Company to clean the bar 7 days a week.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going with the kitchen manager lead on that, that Karna is currently doing, and so we want to progress with that. Lead assistant bartender would be Ella. And she just, well, it was mentioned here earlier, she does a very good job. So.
And who's your kitchen manager now?
Karna.
Karna is? Okay.
So then I was thinking when I was driving that I'd like her title to be lead cook, because she'd be the only person with the manager title over there. Titles are overrated to me, but we have a lead bartender, then if we have an assistant lead bartender, then I think we should do a lead cook. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Okay, and then Karen said we will work on the job description a little more. She is doing amazing. I mean, she's, yep. With the food orders and making sure everything's done. She's very cautious too about labor hours and this time of year.
I like how clean the kitchen is.
Yeah.
I think we should give her a little bit more money maybe. I mean,
what is she making right now?
17.
Okay, yeah, and she's taking a position of being in charge of overall that. Probably doing all the ordering, scheduling, and all of that. Yeah, that's adding responsibilities.
That's good. Give her a dollar for now. I don't know. Is that sound good or not? Or I don't know.
I'd say up to two.
I was gonna think two because it's a nice.
No, I'm
thinking nice. Three. Christmas coming, Jesse. Money.
I wouldn't be against.
Is that a motion then?
All right, I'll make the motion that we hire Karen Anderson as the lead cook, and with a raise of $2 an hour. I like a 3 too, but you can work into that.
True.
Yeah, and I think with that, then we'll work on that job description a little more. So she might be picking up more responsibilities, and I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry, let me have a second.
And if we're moving Ella to lead bar or assistant lead bartender, which is more responsibility too, what did you have in mind for her?
Where's she at?
I'm open for suggestions.
$12.50.
Is that what all the other bartenders that came in with her is at? And what the cost of living is coming in?
We won't know that yet for. Till probably after the first
day,
I think.
Where was, when Kim was at 14?
No, she was at 17, I think.
How much?
17.
Oh, all right. I was thinking, I don't know why I thought she was at 14 for that lead bartender.
Well, so I've met with both of them a couple of times. And
I mean, before, when there was a manager here, Kim was at?
No, 17.
17, okay.
Yep. I've met with both of them a couple times and went over, you know, the job duties, and we're going to work on it as we go. But like I said to Ella, what I'm going to do is basically give you the lead bartender job description, and I want you to learn everything in it. So you are the second, you know, and she is tickled. I've already talked to her about, she loves her Wednesday days. She's going to continue with that. She will do managerial duties as she can through the day. That's meeting with the reps, because most of them come in on Wednesdays. I had her shadow me today, and we'll continue that. So she learns how that process works. Learning Toast, entering invoices, managing the inventory. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, because Kim's going to classes on Toast. Do we want to send Ella to the same class?
It's online free classes. They can schedule it, do it in the office, they could do it at home.
Perfect.
Yep. No, and I just think this, yeah, is how we should do it for now. I would like to see her get two as well.
$2?
Mm-hmm. What we're doing is just splitting up, and we're not even close to there, the manager's wage.
Right.
How are our budget looking for 2026 moving forward? Are we going to be able to absorb these?
Well, if you hire a manager, you're going to spend more.
Oh, much more.
Because then you've got
medical, schmear, para.
With this, you're not having vacation or sick time. Not that, you know.
Not any extra.
The only thing is, Kim did mention she would love to be considered for some vacation and sick. Our handbook, where it reads now, doesn't allow that, but I think that's something maybe if you'd form a little committee to work on, or council as a whole.
What do you mean she's not entitled? She has vacation, doesn't she? And
earn sick and safe time, but no.
Not vacation.
Our handbook says no.
That's because she doesn't put in the hours.
Right.
Cue.
So, I would. I don't know why you couldn't just say as the interim that you can grant her a week vacation for the year. But I did tell her she's going to have to maintain a certain number of hours. It's not going to be just a...
Right.
So I think we need to work on that before we bring it back to you.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, I don't see why she could. I will make the motion to promote Ella to assistant lead bartender with a raise of $2 an hour.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome. Couple things, sorry, Randy, couple things. I've been in touch with Gary Bicey, and because we're so far behind on doing a safe serve class. Ella's never had it. I don't know if the others have ever had it. So he said, yep, he had been in contact with past management, and it just nothing ever moved forward. So we've got it scheduled for January 18th, which is a Sunday, at 9 a.m. Yep, and what he said then, it's $300, not a problem.
Per person?
No, as many people as we want.
Okay.
So then what he said, and we've known him for years, what he said is he'll do the class, and he said, please feel free to open it up to other establishments if you want. I would love for Council's blessing to offer Red Pine, the Log, and the Loon staff, and they welcome them to come. He said, because you want everybody to hear this and know this, because these people go from one place to another. And for them to network and understand, this is how you should cut someone off, this is how you deflate a situation or de-escalate, and the carding, and... Yeah.
I think it's great. I mean, yeah.
Okay. Well, not only that, it gives them all a chance to interact outside of a working environment.
Right. That's.
And they're all right here in the community, and they're all going to know who's who, because patrons all travel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Ellis told me today when I told her this, that's the worst part of the job, is having to refuse service to someone. She right. can't stand it. And I said, well, he's going to give you the tools. I'm going to sit with her, hopefully in the next week or two, to tell her some. If you see her, please do, or anyone. She's very excited and happy that this is going to take place. So, then, inventory is January 1st. So we're doing that at 11. They will FaceTime us. It's going to be so much more efficient with Toast. Yeah, it'll be amazing. But I just wanted council aware of that.
Do we need to come in and help with it? Are we going to do a physical?
We'll do a physical, but with Toast, because it's handheld now. Mm-hmm. You just walk up, Kim will count, Jess will scan the product, and then enter quantity on hand.
There'll be no mistakes on package size. Or was that low? Was that regular? It'll be great.
I mean, if anybody wants to come in, we would welcome it. I just can't have a quorum. So just a reminder on that. That's all I got.
All right.
Did you have something you wanted to say?
If I did, I forgot.
Sorry.
It'll come to me.
We'll circle back to you here.
No, that's
not.
Oh. Lori.
Oh, Lori, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Did you want to talk at all about storage containers for the bar decorations?
No, we'll just do it.
Okay, just want to make sure.
No, we'll just.
There was a lot of mouse turds in the other ones.
Yeah.
Don't put food in there.
We don't put food in there.
Yeah, but anything that smells like food, like an old pan or something, or a popcorn machine, or
bring their own food.
Yeah, they'll bring their own.
Bye, Jesse.
See you in a bit.
Thanks, Jesse.
Well, okay, planning and zoning, that comes to me. There's really not much to report, other than I believe we're going to be meeting two new zoning members. At this time, I think Mike is going to retire and quite possibly Fred. I'm not sure 100% on that. So,
there's two positions opening, correct?
Yeah. So, the one is a Planning Commission member mandatory education request. And I think that's something to do with the zoning members here. Some of them should be educated a little bit better on procedures and stuff like that. I think that's what this is about, isn't it?
There's not a real push when they come on to send them to PZ classes. And I think if there's some teeth in it where council says it's mandatory as a member to go, that...
Yes, and as the liaison there, as a builder too, you know, there are some things going on here that were just not what our city wanted. I did have a conversation with them, but I think a educational class before they come on to the zoning would be very, very helpful.
What kind of classes are they given through the League of Cities then also?
I'm unsure about it.
I believe so, yep. And it's usually planning and zoning 101, then 102, there's different levels.
But I had sat in one meeting where one of the members was basically disregarding bluff rules, and I was just floored. And, well, like I said, I had a conversation after that. But I think they need this before they even come sit here, you know. It was very uncomfortable what I saw. So, so I'd like to make a motion to send new members or the Planning Commission, and I'd really like them to have mandatory education.
Maybe some of them will, if they want to go.
Absolutely.
And we'll cover it. Is there any cost to it then?
I'm not sure.
It's minimal usually.
And we'll cover any cost. Of course, we'll cover it.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there's members there that are very good and understand this very well.
And they have gone to classes.
But there's a few wrote
the rules.
Yeah, a few of them here I did say something. So. I'd like to make a motion to have them.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then I'd like an interview committee for the Planning Commission positions. Like I said, we're up to two persons.
Only two of them. One of the people that's involved said there was three.
There's two positions open.
Yes.
There's four applicants.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, I mean, I would definitely want to sit in on that. Bethany, I think, and Ann, and if anybody else would like to sit in on that also, I would welcome.
Depending on timing, yeah, I think it's, tell me it's not going to snow that day, I'll show up.
Yeah, so we'll just kind of, yeah, so I'd like to make that motion for an interview committee on the new commission positions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that brings us to Mark.
We don't have any, other than the roof is, they started working on the roof, and we've been plowing snow. And we had compliments today on our snow plow people. And I gotta say, they did get through the route. Chester was on it, they started at 2, and we got everything opened up right off the get-go.
I just want to add, yes, the solar project started today. And as you can see, this is quarantined off out here. That's probably going to stay that way for a good week. And I took pictures today. I didn't have a chance, but we'll get it on Facebook and we'll get it on the city website. Please bear with us. We're under construction. My question to you is, we lost our handicap parking. So do we create one in front of the pergola or something, like a sideways? I feel really bad that we don't.
I think so, because there are people that
there are. That
do it's used every day.
Close, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe Chester can maybe bear.
So there's no way, like, during off hours? Well, the thing is, they worked all daylight hours.
Well, they're just concerned if anything would come off the roof or anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they're out on the other side of the pergola, and I see there's a path shovel, you know, yep, the door out, so.
Really dumb idea, but what if, I mean, it wouldn't, what if we had handicapped people park in the back and come through that door? I mean, it's not a handicapped parking place.
The only thing is that the doors, she won't let you.
Is it accessible? Is it locked?
It's locked.
You can key it.
They have to.
You can key it open.
Which door?
By the pool table.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, that would, you know, that
but if
gets,
they park in back, then we get deliveries or whatever, oh, then yeah, that's the only bad part too.
Okay. We'll just mock something up in front
of
there.
I did like that idea until I had to think
about it. Until you thought all of it.
Well, that's why we're all here, because it doesn't take all of us to think about things. That's good.
Then through that, they have to do a shutdown. So we're working together to make sure it doesn't affect the bar. So everything will have to be shut down at one point or another. And then I want to let you know that the heat exchanger is scheduled to be replaced in the bar on Friday. We haven't had any problems with it. So that's it.
You just said that they've got, do they have to cut all of the electricity off in here?
Just for a short time.
I wonder if that's going to cause any problems in restarting some things.
No, not if the computers just have to be shut down at a certain
process,
I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have to make sure the shutdown is correct.
We'll have a surge and it never does anything.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and we've power's gone out before from storms and stuff.
Yeah.
We've managed to get through, so.
Yeah.
That's it's good to think about it.
Things don't reboot up as they seem as they should. I think, yeah, you're right. Tony is parks.
Cold and dark and cold.
Yeah, ain't got much. All right.
The only thing I want to say under that, though, because it's the community center, is just for an FYI for the council, is we have AA meetings every Tuesday at the community center at 5:00. A young citizen in 50 Lakes called me, Miranda, and she is 19 months.
Yeah.
19 months, and from her problem, and she is a breath of fresh air.
Would she be willing to reach out if she gets a phone number from one of us?
Gary can enlighten you on that, Mark.
They cannot reach out. They do not advertise and they cannot reach out. They need that person to come to them, because otherwise it's not real, you know what I mean? They really don't advertise other than their meeting, so people know they're there, but they're not out trying to grab people and bring them in.
Right.
You have to walk in on your own. And that's just one of their, I've gone through this. I mean, I've had people ask me to intervene, and my brother is very into this.
And he's told me, he says, we don't intervene. These people have to come to us because then we know they're serious. You know, so it's, I think it's a great thing here. There's a meeting in Cross Lake. There's one in Emily. And from what I've learned is these people really like to get these different meetings and it's really helpful to them. You know, and if I may make a suggestion also, I wouldn't mind putting that meeting on our city website.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. It should go on.
Yeah, but I went up there last night and met the young lady. And yeah, she's
very... How many people did they have?
They only had four.
Yeah, but the first meeting saw them.
Well, there is a batch that was coming out of Brainerd that got turned back for the weather.
Oh.
You know.
Why?
I think they would have had it. But and then there again, she wants to... Let it be known over at Emily and Cross Lake that this meeting is. So I think it's gonna blossom a little bit. I think there's gonna be people coming even from Brainerd.
Every Tuesday?
Yep, every Tuesday, 5:00.
We don't charge for that, do we? Good, because it's community service.
No.
Right.
And then just full disclosure, I'm giving her coffee too. We bought a whole case of coffee packs that are done, you just throw it in.
So who opens the door for her?
She has a key.
She has a key.
But I did go over there last night. And I made, Chester knows, needs to be plowed and shoveled and ready. And they downsized. So like tonight for your meeting, I told Jesse that, you know, they made it more intimate, the square. So you guys move all you want and they'll just move it back how they want it. So... It's a good program. I've shared it with other people, and she is going to connect with the gentleman that's running the one at the Wesleyan Church. And because what she explained to me is these people like to hit one meeting at least a day. Sometimes they do more between their lives.
You know, and just a little bit I know about it, they've got that building down, kind of like Brothers Motorsports down there. It's on the south side of 371. It kind of sits out there by itself.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there's a meeting every hour of the day, all week long in there. There's people coming and going. And that's not the only meeting. There's numerous other meetings and churches and stuff in Brainerd, and they're all very well stocked, you might say. So a lot of these people would like to get out and get into a different... meetings too, so you know, maybe they want to go for a ride and come up and get ours, and I'm hoping that it really turns out well for everyone here.
So yeah, please share. And how I understand it, and I can't wait to visit with her more and learn more. I might actually go just to a meeting just to support her and the people there, but it's not just for people who drink.
No.
It's not.
No.
In our world, there is a lot of problems.
Yeah, it's, I mean...
Drugs.
I know in Brainerd they have Al-Anon, and there's so many different programs. And in a situation like this, I think they'll try to cover a few bases, like an NA and AA and stuff like that. I know they do combine a lot of those types of meetings in Brainerd, so... So that's a good deal. All right, move on.
Well, I think we need a resolution for them, don't we? Resolution regarding the SS4A grant-funded Brainerd Lakes Area Vulnerable Users Plan. Is that a resolution that needs to be passed for them then?
Yep.
At all.
Did we do the PML policy?
No.
Yeah, that's what we're on right now, I believe. The PML, page 45
and 6.
The PFMLA is that Paid Family Leave Act that we've been...
Oh, this is this
that
one
handout.
Here. Yeah.
Yep. So this is something I've been waiting for from our city attorney and I never got it. So what I did was the state of Minnesota just has a template And so most cities just use the template. So then my friend at Breezy Point, I just fill Breezy Points and just put in 50 lakes. It's just, it's we have to do it.
There's nothing we can change or
no.
It is what it is.
No. The only thing then with that is I just want you aware, most cities are doing 50-50. So it's 0.88%. It's like unemployment, but it's paid family. I put it at 50-50. The employee pays 50 and the city pays 50.
I think that's very good.
Very rare. Not a lot of cities are doing 100%.
Right.
I shouldn't say that. The city of Emily is for their union people, but we don't have any union people. So I would just need a motion.
I make a motion that we adopt the PFML policy as stated.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, now we come to the SS4A grant-funded Brainerd Lakes Vulnerable Users Plan and Resolution 2025-21. Pages 44 through 46. Is this for, the first thing that came to my mind in reading this is County Road 136 to widen it. I don't know if that, because it talks about being able to bicycle and walk and pedestrians, and I don't know, that's a county road, but is that what this kind of refers to, or?
It's just, they received grant money, and then are reaching out to other communities. It won't cost us a thing or anything, but I think it is evolving into that.
Okay.
And just so they get our knowledge of what do we need in our community, and
well, they just went to a county board meeting. I think that was well over a year ago, 2 years ago. I tried to give them a wide 136 before they even started.
Right, and they didn't budget enough. Was there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was just the first thing that kind of popped in my mind when I was reading this. But that's a county road. I don't know if this is city or county or.
I don't either. They're just looking for support in writing.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing, so I guess I'd make the motion to accept the resolution 2025-21.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Unfinished business? I don't think we have any.
I just have two things. Just a reminder that we're closed Christmas Day and the day after, and then New Year's Day will be closed. And then
open the 24th, Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, the bar closes at 4, and they're closed Christmas Day. Then the only other thing is I felt bad. I didn't have anything on the agenda regarding the manager position. And I should have brought it up under liquor. Are you guys in agreement to keep running it as we are? Do you want, I know the staff want to keep it this way right now.
It's a slow noise. I don't see why we can't, as long as everybody's comfortable with what they have on their plate.
I think I'd like to have a discussion about running this off into the future like this. Is that going to be a viable option, or?
Well, time will tell.
Right. And maybe we just let her go for a few months and see how things are working, and if it's looking good. Summer's going to get busy, though, so.
Right, and that's how much time and Jessica do you end up spending? Are you going to be able to handle it? Granted, now and through till May is probably fine, but June, July, August, September.
I think now until May is learning and figuring out period, and hopefully if we decide to go this way into the future, we'll be in a pretty good position come summer, I would hope.
I think how the girls and I are feeling is last time that was a tougher run because we hadn't done that before, and that there was other factors coming at us.
Well,
this time
we've got a staff that has been here a little longer too. I mean, you know, we had a big yes. changeover.
Well, and this time, the excitement I'm getting from Kim is way more than it was last time. She is so much more comfortable with learning and excited and not feeling overwhelmed. Because I have talked to her, Jess, and Ella, and said, in order for this to work, it has to be you bar people. We're here to support. We're here for help with the financials. And, you know, I can be the heavy. I don't have a problem with that and the go-to person, but I'm not going to be over. Once you learn this, it's all you then. That's meeting with reps and figuring out events and marketing and all that. And they want it. They just feel like it's...
How about when they run out of, let's just say, ketchup?
Well, then you have a lead cook now. That shouldn't happen.
Okay.
That's where I think it can really work now that...
Oh, yeah, because Connie is taking over some of that duties.
Kim doesn't have to worry about it.
No.
Nobody does.
I think it's a good maneuver. The only thing I would request is if we're giving it up between three persons, we want to make sure that we specify what we're expecting them as a job.
Exactly. And that we're working on.
Awesome translation.
Yes. Right. And that's the deputy clerk, that's myself. Yep.
I just want to say, who's in charge then if someone calls in?
That's Ella and Kim. And they're both more than happy to do it.
Has Ella been cleared to change out games?
Yep.
She's loving it.
How many people do we have that can change our games now?
Three, but
do you want to see my grandbabies?
Trying to keep it with just Ella and Kim. So Siri knows how. It's just she's had a few times where she's been flustered, and I've told her then don't touch it, don't change it out. If you need to close the box, you close the box, but you don't change a box when you're flustered. So we're hoping that it works with just Ella and Kim changing them right now. I need to train Ella, or Kim can train Ella on ETAB deposits, because right now that's just Kim. And Kim is not in there on mornings like the manager used to be. So I do got to figure that out. Otherwise, Ann had said she would let me in.
Absolutely.
Or get Chester to let me in early so I can come up and do it before, you know, I have to start working. So.
Yeah.
ETAB's deposits have to be done in the morning. Okay. Before the bar.
Is that electronic transfer, or do you have to run to the bank and...
Well, no, it's just the deposit just has to get made and dropped in our safe. It's just with the POS. But like on the first of the month, it has to be done. And so if I have to come up on the first of the month, otherwise we figure it out with Kim and Ella.
Yeah, and I honestly would never have a problem giving the gambling manager a key and a code. Ever. So, just saying.
On that note, for the open forum.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, I'm getting a little nervous because Thursday, December 18th, we are celebrating Bingo's birthday month. This is Bingo's birthday month. And there was no Bingo last week. There was not enough.
Oh.
There's only eight.
No,
so
we're very sad.
Huh?
Sad.
How many people do we need to have, Bingo?
15.
15?
But I really want more than 15 on it.
Well, yeah, yeah.
So I want to hopefully work with you to get some posts out.
Jess is ready.
Yep.
Okay.
Spread
the word.
Put stuff on Facebook. I'll spread it around to the girls well.
And I know we kind of briefly, I don't know if we have to discuss that with everyone, if the bar could possibly buy cupcakes, or can we check with Katie if she wanted to make some. I want to do some that kind of look like Bingo, you know, a little bit of balls on them, and then give them out to all the customers. Even if they're not playing Bingo, we're not going to be picky. And then I nabbed a bunch of stuff from the gambling convention that I went to, and so I've got a lot of free stuff to give away and whatnot. And then we talked about if you have anything in the bar or in the off sale that you need to... You can do the tickets, but
right.
No one can pay for them.
Right.
So.
What are you calling this?
Bingo's birthday.
Okay, Bingo's birthday then.
Yeah.
Okay, because, yeah.
That'll be on what day?
Thursday the 18th.
Yeah, we're ready. So you just give us what you want us to mark it. We'll get on it.
Okay.
She's not in tomorrow, but she'll work on it Friday.
Okay. Spread the word.
Alright,
you got anything else, Larry?
Alright.
A motion to adjourn. I got a motion and I'll second it.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.